Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. The world is obsessed with sex. Here in America, we just seem to be in a vortex of sex and all related problems and difficulties and mental illness and sex crimes. Why? We look at the schools and they teach sex. Oh, under the guise, well, if we show them what sex is, then we will stop unwanted births. Well, has that happened? Well, you see, the truth is, they start out in kindergarten beginning to teach them the homosexual agenda. And so by the time they hit high school, they're nothing but just obsessed with sex, boys and girls. So much so that there's a new word out. It's called sexting. That is, take a picture of your private parts and send it to your friends. And you think, well, that's only for teenagers. Well, you know, cell phones are very convenient. Now they found out even seniors are doing it. How do we get this way? Well, you look at where it comes from. Movies, television, internet, magazines of all kind. And if you go through the supermarket, magazines on both sides, all for women. Women are easy targets. And we'll talk about men, we'll talk about women. Look at the advertising. What do they tell you? Sex sells. Selling cars, what do you have? You have women draped over the hood. Same way with anything else. Notice the number of women that are used in advertising. We have organizations that are dedicated to free sex. We have NAMBLA, which says sex with minors is what they want. You have divorce, you have remarriage. You even have sex in the halls in high schools. But even in one high school in Philadelphia, the vice principal got all the girls in there, locked the doors, and instructed all of them on how to be lesbians so they won't get pregnant. Then you have all the teachers, men and women, who are having relations with their students. Look at governmental figures, starting with presidents, governors, senators, representatives, judges. Look at all the obsession of sex everywhere. Now, what I would like you to do is this. I would like you to do a survey of your average daily activities, maybe keep a little notebook, and every time you see something related to sex and selling, why don't you put a little tick mark? And do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do it all day, wherever you go, television you watch, movies you go to, people you see, workers in wherever you're working, and see how obsessed they are with sex. Think about all of those that are unfaithful to husbands, unfaithful to wives, and then you also have wife-swapping clubs. And now there's a website which says, oh, why have these secret affairs in the office? You come on our website and we will help you have an extramarital affair. Aren't we wonderful? Now, we're also going to find out how this came about. Why we have the problems today. and what you can do about it in your life. Because the way that the world is today, with all the sex agenda, homosexual, all of the hate speech crimes, you know, and a homosexual say, well, if you're against us, you're a homophobe. Really? Are they not heterophobes? And how did they get that way? You see, what happens is this. When everyone does what is right in his own eyes, you have mass confusion. You have no moral standards. And you look at the Christian church, what's left of it, and it's filled with sex problems. You look at the Catholic Church, and they're the premier example of pedophilia. And yet, isn't it amazing that Catholics say, the lay members say, well, if we have these sex problems, it doesn't affect my faith. It doesn't bother me. How can that be? We're also going to learn there is no such thing as sex with other people that doesn't harm someone else. So whatever anyone does in the privacy of their home, sooner or later, is going to affect other people and destroy their lives. So where are we headed as a nation, as a people, as a world? Everywhere you go in the world, there's sex problems. You want to travel to Thailand? Cambodia? There you can, all the pedophiles go. Child sex, open, free. Oh, you got to pay for it, but no one's stopping it. Some are making some attempts to do it. No one asked a question. What happens to the minds and lives and psyche and to the emotions and the feelings and the sexuality of these people who are obsessed with sex? How many millions of sex offenders do we have? Does it affect other people? Yes, it does. Well, did God create us this way? What happened to mankind? How did we become this way? Well, let's begin at the beginning. We have to understand what God has done. We have to understand why male and female. And we have to realize that God has made us for a very specific purpose. Now, we'll save that for another series of video cast. But let's understand that the pinnacle of the creation of God is mankind. And he made and created the earth for us, gave us dominion over it. Now, let's see concerning God's creation. Let's come to Genesis, the first chapter, verse 26. And in this verse, as we will see through other video casts, are many other things that tell us about the plan of God. But let's see about the first man and the first woman that God created. And God starts out with the individual. See, the world is interested in the community. Well, the community, without first individual morality and truth and honesty, can never have a standard that's necessary for godly life. It's just not possible. So let's see what it was like before Adam and Eve sinned. Before Satan the devil was allowed to come into their lives by invitation. And let us see the number one cause of not only obsession with sex and sex sins, but all sins. Most people don't have a clue. Most people view the Old Testament, well, that's all myth and it was written by men. And of course, atheists, what do? They say, well, the Bible was written by men. All right. What did they read to become atheist? Who was it written by? By men. Now, the Bible has proved itself through thousands of years to be, number one, the Word of God, number two, true and accurate, number three, a witness to all mankind for their sins and rejecting God, and we'll see how that took place. And number four, for those who will love God and serve Him, an instruction book for eternal life. Isn't that amazing? Now let me ask you a question. Do you have a Bible in your house? That's why church at home. See, because you go to any of these churches and cathedrals and synagogues and community meetings, you're not going to find the answers. And even if they use the Bible, they will only use it to the degree that the people they are talking to will allow them to bring. So what you're going to have by listening to church at home is this. You're going to have the truth, the truth, the truth, and the truth. We have no political dues to anyone. We have no committee to please. The ones we seek to please, God the Father and Jesus Christ, and no one else. You're going to hear things here which may offend you. You're going to hear things on church at home that may make you mad and upset. And so my question to you is this. Are you going to have enough courage and honesty yourself? Because I am sure you don't want people to tell you lies, but I'm also sure you have believed hundreds of them. So let's look and see how it was with the first man and the first woman without sin. Genesis 1 and verse 26. Now think about how important you are to God. You may not think so, because perhaps your life has been cut off from God, or perhaps you've been wrapped up in a religion which has disillusioned you, and perhaps you've seen the hypocrisy from the pulpit and from the lectern, just like you see the hypocrisy in government. It's impossible for anyone in government to tell the truth hardly at all, because they have to try and please all the habitual sinners and God-haters. And you can never have any truth with that. And let me tell you another very important thing before we get into this. You cannot, absolutely impossible to solve spiritual problems by political means. So if a man tells you nice, wonderful things, I'm going to elect him. He sounds like he's got morals. And then he gets into office. And what happens? He doesn't do it. And someone you think is really honest and good turns out to be a liar or an adulterer. Same way with those in the pulpit. I resigned from a church because the number two man, an evangelist, led a double life. Oh, he was handsome. Oh, he was wonderful speaker, dynamic, and all of that sort of thing. When he spoke, the money rolled in, but he led a double life. Finally got caught and confessed that he had hundreds and hundreds of women in affairs throughout his life and continued in the church. But they couldn't get rid of him because he was the golden voice to bring in the money. Finally, they had to get rid of him. But let me tell you what God did to that church. It no longer exists. And everything they set their hearts on is gone. And that created confusion, disillusionment, rejection of God on a vast scale through a lot of people. Their lives were ruined. Their children, their friends, all because one man. One man. Was so obsessed with sex that he was absolutely uncontrollable, virtually till the day he died 4 years ago. So it does affect people. So I know what I'm talking about. And I've seen the effects of it in family lives and everything. Because people do not have purpose. People do not have understanding. People reject the word of God. And they don't understand that God in his love has given us this magnificent earth. He created us in his very image and after his likeness. And he created sex. So let's read it here. Let's understand the truth about it. Verse 26, Genesis 1. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of heaven, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that crawls upon the earth. And God himself, created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Isn't that something? God made the sexes, didn't he? For a wonderful and great purpose. If used in a godly way. But like everything else that God has created, if it's used in an ungodly way, it'll destroy you. Because those are the laws that God put in effect. Now notice verse 28. God is not a curmudgeon. God is love. God is giving. God is blessing. Notice what he says here. And he blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. That means a lot of kids, right? Start out with two parents, right? That means a lot of sex, right? God is not like Catholics, the Catholic clerics. Take a chastity vow and a virginity vow. A lie, a lie, a lie. God said, it's not good for man to be alone. And it's not good for woman to be alone. And yet, in that organization, they have the effrontery and audacity to call their clerics by father. When Jesus said, call no man on earth your father, that is in a religious sense. So you can't look to the Catholic Church to tell you anything about right sex. And furthermore, how can a priest who's never been married understand marital problems? Huh? Think about it. This world is so far off from God. Notice what God wanted. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of heaven, and over every living thing that moves on earth. Wonderful thing, isn't it? Yes, but there was to be control. There was to be self-control. And that's the key to every life. God has given us choice, yes. Let's see the detail about creating man and woman. Verse 7, chapter 2. Then the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now God also provided for him. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God caused to grow every tree that is pleasant to the eye and good for food, the tree of life also in the middle of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now God did that because he does not want automatons. God does not want mindless robots. I mean, even the animals he created, he gave them brains so they could operate, yes? He didn't make them as robots. No. God wants us to choose. God wants us to do what is right. God wants us to love him, to serve him, to obey him. And this was right from the very beginning with Adam and Eve. Now, this is why we have church at home. So you at your home, you can begin to study your Bible and you can begin to know and understand what the truth of God is. So that you can realize and that you can know that there is a way on how your life can be made right before God. And how you can find God and serve God and love God. Now we've got 50 articles that you can download right from church at home. How to study the Bible. What do you mean born again? What do you mean born of God? Who is a Christian? What is a Christian? All of those are right there. Search on our site and download them. That'll help you a lot. And we stay right with the Bible. We show you the truth of the Word of God. We have no political agenda. We have no financial agenda. We have the agenda of the truth to help you, to serve you, that you may know and understand the Word of God and understand God. And the ultimate purpose of what we're doing is so that you can develop a relationship between you and God personally, beginning in your own home. And God begins with the individual. And what you do with your life begins with you. And how you begin to change your life begins with the Bible and the Word of God. Because this is God's instruction book for us. How to live right, how to avoid the evil, how to do the things that please God, how to love God, how to love each other, how to love our husbands and love our wives and love our children, how to love our neighbor. And all those are missing in the world today in about 90%, wouldn't you say? But if it begins with you to reestablish it, God will honor that. God wants to bless you. God wants you to receive his love. But you have to come to him. That's why we have the video cast. Lord, where are you? How do I find you? So, in the next video cast, what happened to Adam and Eve and all of mankind? Be sure to go to our other website, cbcg.org. We have videos, we have audios, we have lots of text you can download. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.